Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ercan International Limited Q4 FY23 analyst conference call hosted by Perfect Relations Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Mamta Samat from Perfect Relations Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Darwin. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Ercan International Limited Q4 FY23 analyst conference call. Today we have with us the senior management represented by Srimati Ragini Advani, Director of Finance, Shri B. Mugandhan, Chief Financial Officer and Executive Director of Finance, Shri Alin Roy Choudhury, CGM Finance. Before we begin, I would like to say that some of the statements that will be made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will have the forum open for the interactive Q&A session. I would now request Srimati Ragini Advani for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Mamta. Good afternoon, everyone. I am Ragini Advani, Director of Finance, Ercan International. On behalf of my team, I extend a warm welcome to you all, and thank you for your presence today at Ercan's earning call for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2023. I have with me my CFO and ED Finance, Shri Mugandhan, and CGM Finance, Shri Alin Roy Choudhury. I would like to express our gratitude to all our stakeholders for their continued support and trust in the organization. Our focus remains on a strong foundation for sustainable growth and maintaining a robust balance between long-term value creation and short-term profitability. We are committed to leveraging our expertise, resources, partnerships to drive and enhance operational efficiency as well as have better outcomes for our investors. Our projects are progressing well. We have had a very good financial year 2022-2023, and we do hope to continue the momentum for 2023-2024. As you are all aware, we have crossed the milestone mark of rupees 10,000 crores in terms of our earnings. The company maintains a healthy order book of 35,000 crores as on 31st March 2023. Many of these orders are on competitive bidding basis. We continue to focus on railways as well as highways, and execution will continue to be our focus for FY23-24. In terms of our financial performance of Q4 FY23, the company has reported a total 10,750 crore in FY23. It's 42% up from FY22. PAT has increased to 765 crores as against 592 crores in FY22, almost an increase of close to 30%. Core EBITDA increased by 15% to rupees 735 crore vis-à-vis rupees 640 crore in the previous year. Our earnings per share have gone up to rupees 8.14 per equity share in FY23 as against rupees 6.30 per equity share in the last fiscal year. This is considering our face value of our share at rupees 2 per share. In the last few years, FY18 to FY23, we have had a CAGR of almost 20% in our revenue and a CAGR of almost 13% in our PAT. BOD has also recommended final dividend of rupees 1.20 per equity share on a face value of rupees 2 per share, thereby giving an overall dividend of rupees 3 per share. This would be, of course, subject to shareholder approval in the AGM. Currently, Ercan has 11 subsidiaries, including 10 wholly owned subsidiaries, and this also includes 9 roads and highway SPVs. Apart from that, we have 7 joint ventures, out of which 5 are relating to coal projects. Without taking much more time, now I open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, madam. Thank you for the opportunity. And my question first on the order book position. So, sir, madam, this has declined on YOY basis almost 19%. What is the outlook for FY24 in terms of order inflow? And secondly, how is the pipeline of the orders, order book, so that we can get some visibility about the increase in order book in coming quarters?
So, yes, our order book was at a peak about a year back, almost close to about 43,000-44,000 crores. As I've been maintaining in all our calls, we have had execution as our main area of focus in FY22-23, and therefore it has gone down by almost 10,000 crores to come into the range of about 35,000 crores. We are going to go focused now in terms of getting more orders from the market, because we do like to, we would ideally like to get it back to levels of about 45,000 to 50,000 crores going forward, and the efforts have started. But as I've been saying that, up to March 24, our bulk of the team and management efforts would continue on execution. And we would continue now onwards to look at certain projects where we feel we have a niche or where we feel the margins would be protected going forward. There is a lot of opportunity that is sitting in the market. That is not a problem. The issue is, one, that we have to execute it well, and two, we have to maintain our margins. So rest assured, yes, we should be taking that target forward.
Secondly, on the operating margin side, we have seen the decline of operating margins, especially in quarter four, and the, even full year basis, there is a decline of operating margin. So in your opinion, what is the sustainable margin in our business, where below that we don't want to work? So where do how one should think of operating core EBITDA margin for the business to sustain?
See, our core EBITDA margins, in fact, again, as we've been saying, our EBITDA margins where we like to sustain and we think we'll be able to maintain is 10 to 11%. A percent here and there can always happen. And right now also the overall decline in our margins on consolidated level is about 0.7 to 0.8%, so which is within that 1% range. Now that happens because of many factors. You know, there are times when certain jobs are about to be ending, or there are certain jobs where certain provisions need to be created, because these are jobs spread over a 3 to 4 year. But we will continue maintaining the margins of EBITDA in the range of 10 to 11%.
Madam, the core EBITDA margin has declined by 158 basis point on...
Actually, that gives a wrong figure, because in our annuity model, in all our HAM projects, part of our income comes in other income. But that is pretty much an operational aspect of HAM. So if we were to take that out, then our decline is about 0.7 to 0.8%.
Understood. And revenue growth guidance for the next year, we have achieved our
revenue
guidance.
We were expecting to close this time close to 9,500. We've surpassed that and we've got obviously more than 10,000. As the base has grown bigger, we will probably have a jump of about 5 to 7% on this number.
5 to 7%.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, madam. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations on crossing 10,000 crore mark.
Ma'am,
a follow-up on previous participant's question. Ma'am, as you said, you are focused more towards execution. Last year you were, and even this year you will be. Ma'am, but this whole bidding thing, the strategy, we are not able to understand. because other players are gaining a lot of market share. I mean, look, like other players like RV Energy, Titagarh Wagons, a lot of companies are gaining a lot of big, huge ticket orders. So are you worried that you are losing market share to other companies? And what's the strategy? Because 2.4 lakh crore, railways budget was announced, and how much are you planning to bid this year?
Yeah, so I've understood your question. There are two, three aspects to it. First, it is not a limited market. It is not a market of 100 rupees where already people have taken orders of 50 rupees. So I should be worried. It is a huge market sitting there, and there are enough opportunities for all of us. Second, as I've always maintained, we would like to maintain our margins in bids. It is very easy to get orders and say that we've got many orders, but ultimately, in a long-term basis, it has to be at sustainable margins. The third thing is that I also mentioned that while execution was our focus in FY22-23, in this year, apart from execution, we will be going whole hog on the order book front also, or on the business development side also. We've already started initiating a lot of business proposals, and we do hope to come back to the order book levels as we had previously. So we have a clear strategy in mind. It is just that we were not in a hurry to pick up jobs which are being picked up at losses.
Got it, ma'am. And ma'am, if you could give any guidance as to how much value of projects are you planning to build this entire year, or that's confidential?
It's difficult to say that because we are, as I said, we are going whole hog. In the last 2 months only, we have picked up, I mean, we are bidding for jobs which are exceeding many crores. But then the point is, ultimately everything is a competitive market, and it will really depend on the ratio in which we actually get our wins, and then again, we'll revisit our strategy and accordingly take it forward. But overall, guiding factor should be that we should be able to come back to our order book levels.
Majority of it is railways only, or some HAM also and EPC
also? It would be railways and highways.
Okay. Ma'am, one last question. So, ma'am, this year, because next year there are elections, has the tendering process quickened its pace, or are you still waiting to see that kind of activity from government end?
So, tendering process has its own guidelines in every ministry as well as company. So all that will happen. What would be more important, as I see it from a government point of view, is that whatever are the existing orders and the existing CapEx that they've committed is what they would like to finish earlier, in the election time. In terms of the orders going forward, they will take their pace to come, but they will be coming. I mean, probably it will not be able to do an extra fast forward on that side.
Okay. So ideally, 3-4 months before elections, they stop awarding any projects, right? So they have only 9 months of this year to finish the entire tendering, right?
No, it doesn't happen that way. They don't announce any major policies. But a normal tender which is going on a competitive bidding in a sector like railways or highways, they don't stop.
Okay. So irrespective of elections, the tendering process continues from railways end.
Wo koi problem.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'll get back to the queue, and all the very best for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First question is, how much order we win during the financial year, current financial year?
Current as in the first quarter of 23-24 up to May?
FY23 full year, how much orders we win?
So in FY23, we have won around close to 500 crores.
Sorry, how much?
500 crores.
Full FY23, only 500 crores.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as these 2 months are concerned, again, I think it is close to about 360 odd crores for these 2 months.
Okay.
But,
now,
that's something which is subject to certain placements of LOA.
Okay. Now, you did mention that we have also bidded for the project and must be awaiting the final approval. If you can just broadly give a range that how much value of the projects we have bidded right now and awaiting the result?
It is actually a little difficult for me to say because a lot of these projects, it would be a sensitive data for me to declare it right now. But on the whole, I think the guidance factor for all of you should be because ultimately it will also depend if I come L1 in any of these or all of these projects or not. So given all those probabilities and the fact that it's a dynamic market, I think the guiding factor for all our investors should be that we will be focusing on our orders now and we should be getting back to the order book levels.
Okay.
Specifically pinpoint, it will be a little different.
Yeah, because the concern was that, our execution is quite large because we almost execute 10, 11,000 crore a year.
Yes.
So our order book will deplete very fast. So that was the reason.
Absolutely. We are also as concerned as you all are. And that is the reason that we are picking up our BD strategy again in this year.
And can you give your just qualitatively the how is the bidding happening? I mean, do you really feel that most of the projects are bidded at by the competitors at such a low margin and therefore we are staying away from those projects?
Actually, there are different types of projects by different bodies in India and all pertaining to railways or highways. It could be many, many such clients. Certain projects, maybe the values are lower, maybe the work is run of the mill, and therefore you have many people picking it up and some of them probably at a very low margin, if I would say so. But at the end of it, the universe is large and there are many projects which are coming up where we feel that we should be able to get some part of it and we should be able to maintain our margins as well. So we are basically continuing to focus on those kind of projects. There's good enough of value of projects sitting there as well. So last year, the projects that you've seen where we have probably not come forward is because we felt that those were being picked up at a very low margin or at losses. But currently, we are looking at a lot of opportunities where we should be able to take it at a decent margin.
Okay, and do we look at anything other than the railways and highways also?
Related
like
work
for any case.
So we look at building construction, we look at PMCs, we look at airports, again PMC at airports, and anything related we are open to it. And we are looking at some of these aspects. So tunnels, complex bridges, we are looking at all of these.
Okay. Now, my second question is regarding the other income that we receive. So, for the full year, on a standalone basis, it was around 340 crore.
Yes.
And consolidated around 382 crore. So, this has jumped significantly. So, is there any one-off like income tax refund or any write-backs which may not occur in the future?
So, it's a small amount. 17 crore we have bought as interest on income tax refund.
Okay.
And the rest is all out of dividend and interest income.
Annuity interest.
Basically, the reason why it's gone up is, as I mentioned, two of our projects have been declared commercial in HAM category. And as a part of that HAM, when we get annuity, a part of annuity comes as normal turnover and a part of it goes as a part of other income.
Okay.
So the jump is because of that. Basically. And I mean, we'll continue having that because HAM projects will continue to give me annuity in both these areas.
Okay. And how much it would be annual HAM project?
See, HAM projects, we currently have two commercial and we are still to do another 4 to 5 projects. So it will keep growing. I mean, there is not a set number that I can tell you right now. But in the current financial year, the interest in out of other income, about 127 crore pertains to interest relating to annuity model of HAM.
Okay. So most of the increase is due to that only.
Absolutely.
So is it fair to assume that this kind of other income will be sustainable?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And now my last question is, if I see the annual numbers on the revenue has the difference between the revenue of standalone and console is around 400 crore. So we have done 9,900 crore in standalone,
yes,
and 10,400 crore in console. And if I see the PBT before the share of profit from JV, it comes down like 883 crore in the standalone and 860 crore in the console. So obviously the subsidiaries are making losses. So how do you see the them going ahead? Do you expect it to turn around in the near future?
Yeah, so I mean, it is, if I can say so, it is almost like a one-off entry I had in one of my subsidiaries called IISL. I had certain provisionings to do, which is what I've done this time, and it was a one-time hit. So I don't see that number increasing going forward or coming again, for that matter.
How much it was?
It was about close to about 17-18 crores.
Okay. Okay.
And in joint venture, of course, we've had a further hit, you know, which we mentioned last time also. There's been some policy changes as well as certain losses which have been incurred by one of my coal JVs. It's called Chhattisgarh CERL. And I've taken a hit to the extent of 26% there.
Okay. And other than the tax write-backs of any of the earlier year, our normal tax rate will be 25%, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results.
Thank you, Vishal. Same to you.
Yeah. So first thing, ma'am, even like, you know, in FY23, we saw that initially we commented like, you know, the revenue growth will be in the range of 10-odd%. And finally, we have done pretty good. Even now we are conservatively guiding, or probably like, you know, you think that could surprise on upside, or maybe this is the way one should see.
So Vishal, the point is, I mean, even I didn't know that the execution pressure from Government of India before the elections would give us this kind of revenue. So ideally speaking, if we would have moved at the kind of pace that we were moving, the numbers that we gave you is what we had envisaged. But believe me, there is a lot of execution pressure, and because of which we've done phenomenally well this year. And I mean, I can't say, because again, the elections are coming in March 24th, so I don't know how much that much momentum will continue. But again, as of now, realistically speaking, even after considering this number of this FY23, I feel that we should be able to do another 5-7% on this number. I don't see that going very aggressive, because right now we are peaking in terms of our execution capacity. Does that answer your question? Vishal?
Excuse me, ma'am. The current participant seems to have dropped from the queue.
Okay.
We have the next participant, Shreyansh Mehta, with the next question. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong execution. A couple of questions from my side. One, of the current order book, are there any slow moving projects, or do you have the order book, you know, which is totally moving?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
The current order book which we have of around 36,000 odd crores, so are there any slow moving orders in that order book?
Slow moving? No, no.
Sure.
Slow
okay.
In the sense, could be a year or 2 years here or there in terms of the delay, but most of the projects would continue the way they are.
Got it. So if you can help me out with that number, which is slow moving, 1 to 2 years?
Sorry? See, are any project typically takes about 3 to 4 years to execute?
So,
this particularly would have a project of bullet train, which will probably take little time more than that. So,
got it.
So that is what I'm trying to say. So there would be certain orders which would be 2 to 3 years spread. There would be certain 3 to 4 years, and there are certain which would be spread about 5 years time frame.
Perfect. Got it. Sure. Secondly, in terms of our execution, has the high speed rail and the solar power started contributing in terms of the revenues?
Which one?
The high-speed rail corridor and the solar power.
solar power, we are under construction right now. I mean, in fact, we are under land aggregation right now. It should start contributing from if, next year. Yeah, current year is partly over, but basically next year.
Next year means FY25.
Yeah, 24-25.
Sure. And if you could help me out with the high-speed rail corridor contribution during the quarter and likely contribution next year.
What is IP rail corridor?
High speed rail corridor, the NSA charge.
Okay. Yeah. High speed, of course, will take time. But then it's an EPC project. So I am basically booking my revenue every year on it. It should get completed by 26-27, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So, ma'am, can you just highlight in terms of contribution during, say, FY23 and likely contribution in FY24, particularly from this project?
No, that I can't tell you right now. I mean, it is too much of a detail. We can give you later. But overall, my numbers, as I mentioned, in turnover will continue. There will be certain projects which will be declining. There will be certain which will be picking up.
Got it.
Overall, the number would remain 10,000 plus about 5-7%.
Sure. So, ma'am, continuing in that front, so 5-7% growth which we are seeing is on consult basis. Can you help me out with the similar growth number for standalone?
In fact, I am telling you both from both perspectives because we have a difference of about 400 to 500 crores
right.
Between our standalone and console. So, yeah, more or less similar levels.
Sure. And in terms of our investments, what are the current investments put together in all our GVs, say roads and the others?
So, our current investments are about... About 2,000 crores.
2,000 crores, including the loans and advances.
Including the interest-free loans.
Sure. And the likely contribution
if
over next 1 year.
If you were to include the interest-bearing loan, then they would be close to 2,200.
2,200. Sure. And likely investment in next say 1 year or 2 years.
So next 1 year, we expect our equity oblique interest-free loan investment in the range of 600 to 700 crores. And based on the existing HAM projects that we have as well as the coal JV projects that we have, another 600 crores in the year after that. Total of about 1,200-1,300 crores.
Over next two to three years?
No, it will be this year and next year.
Got it. And in terms of our cash and bank balance, our own cash and bank balance number?
It's about 850 odd crores.
850 odd crores. So sequentially it has declined?
Yeah, because we are investing equity na, in our projects.
Got it.
Our profits into the new businesses.
Got it, ma'am. We would have also, during the quarter we've made profits as well, which would have translated. So on a net basis, we've invested more than that?
Sorry?
I'm saying Q3, Q4, we've also done execution and that would have translated into some profitability, some cash flows.
Yeah. So, my overall profitability is about 700-800 crores on a standalone basis.
Right.
So, out of 700 crores, I have, in this particular year itself, I think I have spent about
400 and
I think roughly about 500-600 crores.
So that could be during Q4 itself?
Partly in Q4. I'm talking about the full year results if you saw. I mean the overall my profit number is 700. I have something like about 700 to 800 is what I've already invested. Already. In fact, I'm just a jada kiya hai with interest loans and all. Kitna figure aa raha tha? 1000 aa raha tha. And then we've also paid out dividend, interim dividend during the year.
Right.
On the basis of which you get an overall number of cash of about 850 crores.
Perfect. And lastly, on the GV, which we've been guiding that we'll start turning profits probably by FY24 end. So are we on track on that front?
Again, I didn't get your question. Actually, your question tends to break easily, yeah?
So basically what I want to understand is, we've been guiding that GV profits will start accruing to us because, some of our GVs are still to come into that phase. So are we on track that those GVs will start throwing profits in FY24?
Yeah. So again, in terms of my subsidiaries or SPVs, I've already had two of my SPVs have been declared commercial in FY23. So the full year benefit should be visible in FY24. And in terms of joint ventures, again, two of my joint ventures, phase one each of both of these joint ventures is already commercial.
Got it. And if I may, one last question. In terms of monetization, do we need to go to DIPAM or are we allowed to monetize the assets, you know, which we have?
So that is something we have right now going to, we are in the process of hiring a consultant through which we'll be taking all these clarities. There is no such written guideline. We've had some series of interactions with DIPAM as well as DPE and our ministry on a very, very, on a very informal basis. So we understand it should be doable, but let us have a formal report from a consultant on it.
Sure. So that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Sorry, ma'am. My line dropped off. My second question was on, I think you mentioned FY23 order inflow is 500 crore. But I think if we do a working, that's implied basis, that the start of the year order book and then what exactly it is. So it comes to around 1400 odd crore. So is it the project escalation that has led to this?
So there's been some variances on my existing projects as well.
Okay. Fine. And in a standalone, I think we can see for a full year basis, tax rate works out to be around 11-12%. So is there any loss making thing? I mean, what exactly is leading to this and how do you see this FY24 and 25 tax rate?
No, sir, tax rate is 25%. It is just that we've had couple of refunds in income tax because of which some deferred taxation effects have also taken place.
Okay. So is it fair to say that all these refunds it has, we have received it and probably for next year we can have a normal 25% tax rate?
Oh, I think we should be having another good year of income tax refunds if all goes well. In terms of quantum, it may not be as high as 80 crores or 90 crores, but I am hopeful of getting another few crores again because this is one area where we are stringently following up and getting all our refunds.
Okay. Sure, ma'am. And then I think you did mention to a previous, one of the previous participant question that equity investment in various subsidiaries and JVs is 600 crore FY24 and same number for FY25.
Almost.
The construction work that we are doing, so any capex that is planned for that in standalone level?
So, you know, at a standalone level, our capex number is limited to about 100 odd crores. This would be more for equipments and plant and machinery, etc. But otherwise, our main focus is on equity investment for interest-free loan investments.
Okay. Got it. And then one last question. I think we have done, at a standalone level, if we see that we have done pretty good PBT, but when it comes to cash flow, so probably things are yet to see an improvement. So as we are moving toward a competitive bid project, is the working capital requirement different from the nomination project?
It has nothing to do with working capital. In fact, we are pretty much poised on the working capital. As I mentioned, the cash flow improvement probably you wouldn't have seen because I've already invested a lot of money into my JVs and subsidiaries in this year itself. So apart from the interim dividend, I've had some capex this time and then I've had my equity investments and that is how my overall profit is getting utilized. But there is no working capital issue whatsoever in our standalone balance sheet.
Okay. Sure, ma'am. And that's all from my side and thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, madam. I have follow-up question on your guidance. So you said 5-7% revenue growth for the year 2024.
Yes.
If I take that number and your comment about the we are again working towards to achieve the previous peak order book, then the order inflow for the year will be very, very large number. So can you explain the both the your comments.
So I'm saying that is our idea is to get the target high and to achieve an order book, closing order book of that number. One thing is that it doesn't come at the beginning of the year. And in our kind of industry, it will really depend on the number of projects and the size of the projects. So you may get an order book, but it may not start yielding revenue immediately.
I got you, madam. Like, for example, we starting point is 35,000 crores and we are guiding of 11,000 crores of revenue. So if you knock off that number, number is 24,000 and then you are talking about 40,000 plus.
So when I meant 45,000, what I meant was that ultimately that will be a target. We may be initially going, you know, for another 10,000, 12,000 crore by this year end and maybe another 10,000 by the next year. It's very difficult to actually put a number to it till you start getting those kind of high-value orders. So it is not that I'm saying that we will have a 45,000 crore after another 10,000 crore of turnover by the year end.
Mm-hmm.
It could well be that we've got another 10,000 crore of orders and we've also executed another 10,000. And net-net we are at a level of about 35 to 38,000.
So basically 45,000 can be by FY25, right?
It can be even FY23, but it's too preliminary for me to say because we are bidding for some big ticket jobs. But one really doesn't know how the competition will shape up.
Sure, sure. Thanks a lot, madam.
All I'm trying to say is that we'll continue to focus on getting more orders.
Absolutely.
And sustained margin.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of C.A. Akash Dhanuka, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Akash Dhanuka, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there is no response from the participant, we will proceed with the next question, which will be from the line of Karan Mehta from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
I just have one question. So we have got very healthy margins in our international business in Q4. So I just wanted to know what's the reason for these kind of margins and are they sustainable? And what will be the outlook for margins for international business in FY24?
So our margins have increased in international business in Q4. There were a couple of reasons. We've had certain increase in our values of projects in Algeria as well as one other in, I think we've had it in Malaysia. But as far as there's also been some particular provisions that we've written back because they've become time barred, and that is the reason this kind of percentage of EBITDA you're seeing against the international business. Going forward, in terms of what would be our sustained margins in international business, it should be in the range of 8 to 9% maybe. 11% is on a higher side and because of certain one-off entries.
Okay, fine. In Q4, we have been able to get around 44% of margins. So you are saying that on a full year basis that it will be only at 8 to 9%, is that so?
Yeah, so for on a full year basis, currently it is at about, I think, 11% in case of EBITDA margins.
Yeah.
But going forward, it will be 8 to 9%, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dipen Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. I had one question about the company's capabilities. In the past calls, we have been saying that we are focused on building capabilities after which we will start bidding for relatively higher margin projects. So can you just throw some color on what's the kind of capabilities we are developing and what stage we are in?
Sorry, could you repeat your question?
No, in the past calls, we have been saying that the company is building capabilities because of which it can take over higher margin projects. So could you just give us some color on what's the kind of capabilities the companies are building and at what stage we are in?
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing is we are talking of sustained margins, not higher margins. The second thing is that we are saying that vis-a-vis a standard rail civil job or a road civil job, what we have had is we've had a viaduct experience, we've had some complex tunneling experience, especially in the hills, different difficult geologies. Then we've also done certain complex bridges. So given all these factors, wherever such kind of opportunities are there, we should definitely have a niche.
Okay. And the other question is like, could you just give us some insight on how do we compete with RVNL, which is another government company, probably in a similar kind of business, and how do we differentiate with that company?
So we compete with many other players, and RVNL happens to be one of them.
Yeah.
In terms of our experience and expertise, I think we can take pride by saying that we've had a better mix of experience. We've done some very complex jobs, as I mentioned in your previous question. The second thing is that, you know, we are one of the initial ones who have taken the diversification initiative. So if you see, we are well poised, even if, you know, the entire order book is not coming from railways. We've already got into highways. We're already into their commercial operations. We know the nuances and we understand the industry. And even in terms of our order book, I think we have almost close to 55% of our order book on bidding basis. RVNL typically had most of it on nomination basis.
Okay.
And internationally, the kind of experience ISCOMs had, I don't think others have that kind of a parallel experience. So those are the pluses that we have. But in terms of actually going ahead and winning a job, it depends a lot on your business strategy. And yeah, they are a competitor to us and so are we to them.
Sure, understood. And lastly, on the core EBITDA margins, in the current year, if I'm not wrong, we did about 7.2% on a consolidated basis for the full year. We probably were targeting 8 to 8.5. So on a core level, on a consolidated basis, what should we pencil in terms of margins next year?
So you know, I was explaining that if out of other income, I was to take out the annuity-based interest income and club it with revenue from operations, because in HAM, a part of the annuity goes into other income.
Sure.
If I was to do that regrouping, my core EBITDA currently is also at 8.31%.
Okay. And we should
continue to maintain that, yeah, in the range of 8 to 8.5. In fact, I mean, it could go down slightly going forward, but I think we've been always saying that our EBITDA would be in the range of 10 to 11 and core EBITDA in the range of 7.5 to 9. So that is where we will be.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, and all the very best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for my follow-up. So a follow-up on previous participant's question only. He already asked about the core EBITDA margins. So my question was more about at the PAT level, console PAT level. So as you said, the core EBITDA you plan to maintain. If not, it will marginally decrease. So PAT also, it should be in similar range, right? 7% or so.
That is right. PAT, we will be in the range of 7 to 7.5, I think, going forward.
Okay, and ma'am, now that the competitive share of order book has increased compared to nomination basis, so we would have thought that maybe there might be a slight depreciation in margin, but the fact that you are, you know, giving a guidance of sustained margins, we are very happy to hear that. So just wanted to compliment you on that. Thank you
so much, because I think that dip could be more because of the life cycle of the project and also on certain provisions that we have to create from an accounting angle. So as I've been mentioning, it could go half a percent here or there, but otherwise we do tend to hopefully continue maintaining it.
So steady state is 7% maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, good to hear, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jinesh Kothari from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma'am. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So my question was on the almost all my questions got covered, but one last question that given the needs that we are having and given the central elections coming up in the next year, so are we looking at some of the to get some nomination-based contracts from the government? Because we got some, as you mentioned in your previous call, we got some Japanese technology for the high-speed rail work, and we are expertise in the tunnel work. So are we aiming at some of the nomination-based contracts more compared to competitive bidding?
As far as I know, there are no nomination-based jobs that are being given immediately. So those are our experiences and our expertise which will help us in competing. But per se, I think the mode will continue to be competition. However, in MEA kind of jobs, where Exim Bank and MEA are involved in LOC or direct one-to-one jobs are involved, like something like Myanmar for that matter, there may be, yes, one can hope here and there for some small nomination, but by and large, it's going to be competitive tendering only going forward.
Fine, ma'am, fine. And largely all our order wins that you mentioned that the wins that we'll be looking at in next 2 years, that largely will be in the competitive bidding, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Fine, ma'am. That answers my question. Thank you so much, and all the best for the upcoming year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Shukla from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Actually, my questions are already answered. So, and I just thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, ma'am. So most of my questions have been already been answered, ma'am. Just the one question. So you mentioned last year we have order wins of only 500 crore, and the reason for that is the competition. So our orders were mostly into the lower margin. So just wanted to understand, how is the competition in looking right now? Are we going to see the margin pressure in the order inflow side point of view? I just wanted to understand the competition. How is it going?
As I mentioned, there are different categories of orders or business opportunities that one sees in the market. In the past year, a lot of those opportunities were where people were going cutthroat on their competition and going very low on the margins. There were certain players who probably did not even understand the market per se, but quoted very low, in fact below estimates also. So we did not want to get into that kind of a game. And we wanted to all those things to ease out. So one, that has started easing out. And two, there are certain jobs which are large scale, big ticket, or do require past experience and expertise, the kind that we have. So there we are hopeful that we'll be able to protect our margins and yet get the orders. Because ultimately, see, there's so much thrust on infrastructure in India right now that you have all kind of opportunities coming from different doors. Some of them may be taking time. But we are waiting for those ones where we genuinely feel we can take the orders and deliver as well as can have the margins thereon. We don't want to take orders just for the sake. So there is a spread out market, and we are hopeful that we'll be able to get such kind of orders in this year.
So ma'am, just want to understand, is the competition easing now?
No. So what happens is that competition really depends on the complexity of the job and the size of the job. So
okay.
The orders which came last year had a lot of run-of-the-mill kind of people taking it also.
Okay.
Or certain people who were probably doing it as an entry strategy to diversify or to start showcasing that they have a competitive base to win in their order book.
So largely that is because of the smaller size of the order, yes, which is going to increase this year. Is my understanding correct, ma'am?
Yeah, so this year we will have all kinds of orders. We know the orders or the kind of opportunities we need to focus on. We will seriously work on those ones and try getting those out of competitive basis only, but competition amongst the serious parties.
Okay, understood. Yeah, ma'am. And the second is just a clarification, ma'am. You mentioned our 25% tax rate will be for consolidated basis or on standalone basis, because I understand the tax rate was low in the on standalone side.
So on standalone, our standard tax rate will be 25.168%. But every time we get some tax refunds, I mean the tax refunds, it also has an impact on my deferred taxation. Because of which the percentage may go haywire slightly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we should be in the range of, the rate is 25.168, so maybe a 2-3% here or there.
Okay. That was the only question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of CA Akash Danuka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I just wanted to confirm two, three things on the HAM side. Ma'am, in the Q4, we had 173 crores of other income, and out of that is 127 the annuity interest, or on the total 381, 127 is the annuity interest?
Out of 381, 127. I am actually talking on an annual basis.
Okay, so out of 173, ma'am, what is the breakup?
Out of 173, I think about 88 crores is on HAM basis.
Okay, so on an annual basis, ma'am, what can we expect in FY24?
FY24, you can say it should be close to 8 into 4, about 320 odd crores.
Okay, so...
320 odd crores out of the existing two projects that we have in HAM, which are already commercial.
This is only out of the two?
Yeah, the rest are under construction anyway and they'll take time.
Okay.
About 300 odd crores, yeah. If 80 is for quarter, then it should be into 4, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And another question, ma'am. The 2 months have already passed, ma'am, in this quarter. So can we expect you to deliver the same kind of results that you have delivered in the Q4 one?
See, there's always a difference between a Q4 and a Q1 for any company. So I won't say that Q1 for this year will be equal to Q4, but nevertheless, the overall execution pressure is there. We have a lot of work to be completed by, in fact, most by December and some by March 24. So while I will not be able to comment anything further, but yeah, Q1 should give me good results as compared to previous Q1. But I don't know how much it can really match the Q4.
Okay, ma'am, the difference is huge between the Q1 and Q4. I mean, Q1 last year was pretty dismal compared to Q4 this year.
Yeah, so we can wait for some time and wait for our results to come, because again what happens is many of our projects, somewhere in June, July, August, we have the rainy months.
Sure. So I understand that, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, just the last question on the tax part, ma'am.
I'll be able to comment on that part, yeah.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am. Just a quick last question on the tax part. You had briefly mentioned about that the refund had trickled in and that had an effect on the deferred tax part, and the normal taxation is around 25.168%, and it would be hovering around 2-3% below that this year. So can we expect you will be paying 22% tax or approximately this year compared to a 15% you had paid last year?
No, I can't say that, because I am expecting some more refunds in this year. So it could even go down further, but it is something which I'll only get to know when I have those refund orders in my hand.
Okay, so it will be below 20. I'm just...
No, I cannot comment. Whether it will be below 20, 22, I cannot get into these numbers.
Okay. Thank you for the details, ma'am, and all the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Sa from Laxgov Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, ma'am. I just wanted to check in your orders, who bears the raw material price increase risk? So is there is a escalation clause, pass-on clause, you can pass on to the customers, or how does it go? If you can give a comment.
Yeah. So there is a price variation clause, and that effectively we have it with the contractor as well as with the client. So typically, I don't tend to take hits on that account.
So basically, you didn't you don't take a hit in case of an increase in the commodity prices?
Yes.
Mostly.
See, again, the formula is different from the actual procurement price that you will do. But at the end of it, at times it could go plus, at times it could go minus. So till date, we have not taken any major hit on this account.
But there is an escalation clause. You can pass on the higher cost.
Yeah, there is an escalation clause.
Okay. And in case of like you and your company and RVNL are more or less in a similar kind of a business, is there any chances or have you heard anything about the merger, or even in case a merger is announced, do you see any kind of synergy between these two companies?
So one, we are not aware of any such process which is going on in terms of merger. In terms of synergy, that's an exercise which we'll have to do. States are similar, but there are a lot of other points that one will need to see in detail should this ever happen. And we will be examining it at the right time if there is any such direction from the government.
Okay. And one more thing, you said you might get order book, your order book which is currently at 35,000 crores might swell to 45 to 50,000 crores, out of which you might execute 10-11,000 crores. So at by the year end of March FY24, you will end up an order book of around 35,000 crores. Is that the correct understanding?
I was trying to correct the gentleman to say that it is not that I'm committing that we will have an year end order book of 45,000. So this is what should be the likely scenario. But again, we are sitting in May, and as I mentioned, we are having a focused approach towards getting orders. One order here and there could actually get you to jump quite a few thousand crores here or there. So I don't know where we'll end up, but that is where I'm saying that we should be there.
Okay. So what you're saying is this year your order bids, the pipeline bids are up a very large quantum of the size of the orders is large. It can matching either way.
It is mixed, so some of them are large. So if we get it, then it could immediately increase my order book. If we don't, because it's a competitive bidding after all, then obviously you don't get those kind of orders. So it's very difficult to predict the outcome. All we are saying is that we will continue to try, and hopefully we should be able to get that kind of a order book at the end of the year.
And regarding the execution capability, you are in a position to execute orders in the range of 10 to 11,000 crores. Are you trying to put in more resources towards increasing this execution capacity?
So, our execution capacity will never be a hindrance to getting a particular revenue because we have the required skill sets also, and we can augment the manpower for it. But typically speaking, based on the experience that we've had in this company, we are saying that's the kind of level we should reach next year as well. But it does not in any which way mean that my revenue will come down because I didn't have the people to execute. No, that will never be the case.
Okay. So execution won't be an hindrance to...
Yeah. So my manpower or my machinery will not be a hindrance to execution.
Okay. But for next 2-3 years, you will continue to expect the execution in that 10-11,000 days, or you think you will over next 2-3 years you may go much beyond that?
Let us see what our order book is going to be by the end of FY24, and then we will know the outcome. Because see, it also depends the kind of orders we do. There could be some orders which we may be doing over a period of 2 years or 18 months. There could be some which way, for example, a bullet train is a very prestigious project, but it has a very different technology, very different raw materials, different kind of molds, etc. that we need to build. So obviously it has a longer time duration in which it will execute. So average revenue will also depend upon the complexity of the project, the size of the project, the geology of the location. So many factors, very difficult to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prasad Donde from Arcade Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible, madam?
Anji.
Yeah. Madam, thank you for the opportunity and you know, congratulations for the great set of education. Now I have a little different question, madam, because I heard all the participants so far on the order book. I have a little longer horizon question. So recently I heard our railway honorable railway minister in Express Adda, wherein he made a point that, you know, India needs to invest something like 3 lakh crore in railways for the next decade or so.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the kind of an opportunity he's seeing basically, you know, as an investor, and he's seeing in railways, and there is already a big capex happening in highways, you know, the road sector.
Yes.
So I just wanted to understand, IRCON again being, you know, very niche in railways and highways, how is it gearing up to, you know, grab this opportunity for, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years in terms of building capabilities? I mean, how would you you know, build your company, or, you know, build a capability for this opportunity? How do you look at this opportunity?
So, you know, I mean, our Honorable MR has mentioned a 3 lakh crore kind of a capex outlay, and he does expect even all companies to contribute to it, including the PSUs, which is our RVNL rights, etc.
Right.
And in terms of gearing up, see, in our kind of an EPC, the gearing up is on 2-3 accounts. One is that we are doing as much a complex work as we can, which probably the developed nations were doing, and it is something new in India. So those are areas which we continuously monitor, and we have tried to take a lead. That is the reason, you know, we are doing the bullet train project, for example. Or in fact, we were one of the earlier ones who did play an important role in Delhi Metro project. So, you know, whenever we feel there is a particular kind of an opportunity which is going to hit India or can come in India, we are trying to play the role. And so it's a continuous learning process. So we have our experience from past few years. We have the requisite team, the skill sets, even the right kind of contractors with us, with whom we have built over the relationship. So all that is there. So on the input side, I don't think we feel that we will ever lag behind, should we be moving ahead at a very fast speed. In terms of actually getting the orders, it is, the space has been opened up to competition. And it's been opened up to all kind of players. So there are players who may have that kind of experience. There may be players who will try to get that experience by picking on those jobs with probably even a very low margin or at a loss. Now, that is, of course, a survival of the fittest kind of an approach which will happen. But considering our niche, as well as the fact that we have the right skill sets, and that we've been always delivering on, you know, in terms of our quality and efficiency, I think we are rated one of the highest. So given all these factors, as a long-term player, we are there to survive and continue to grow. But but there could be small messes here and there, because you will have all kind of competitors around you.
Yeah. No, that's quite comforting and great. And that's a great response. Just one follow-up question maybe I can ask. So, you know, I have been hearing you for last many con calls, and even today you made a point. You know, last time you said 10 to 12% top-line growth, this time 5 to 7%. So, you know, given that opportunity is so big, why can't we, you know, why can't, you know, IRCON target, or we target to grow at, you know, much higher double-digit kind of a growth on a top line, since the opportunity is there? I mean, in the past there was no opportunity, but now we have railways as highways. So are we really becoming conservative in those terms?
No, no. So, you know, what happens is the opportunity, it is like a top-down approach. You say that the India is growing at this much kind of an GDP.
Correct.
And, you know, oil and gas industry should be growing at this pace, and so should Indian oil be growing at this pace. It doesn't happen that way, because there is a 3 lakh crore budget in railways. A lot of that could be of redevelopment of stations, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are activities, because we've been in this industry, we may know the nuances of it. It's not easy doing an existing station redevelopment and continuing to maintain margins, and you will keep having extra work thereon. And it will be a typically a very delayed project. I mean, I'm just giving an example.
Sure, so, sure. That's great.
So similarly, you know, you have certain S&T projects, certain electrification projects. There are these, a lot of money is going towards supplies of locos and Vande Bharat trains. Now that has not been a forte of IRCON. So if one has to go into such kind of industries, if at all, then one has to do a proper research and see to go ahead or not. But whatever is our domain, there is enough opportunity there, and we will be pursuing. But to say we'll be galloping, it practically doesn't happen that way. We are geared up for it. Should that come to us that way, we will do. बट वो उतना होता नहीं है, मतलब दैट्स अ मोर ऑफ अ टॉप डाउन वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट थिंग्स.
थैंक्स 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 अ लॉट, दैट्स इट फ्रॉम माय साइड एंड थैंक्स अ लॉट एंड बेस्ट ऑफ लक.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दीक्षित दोषी फ्रॉम व्हाइटस्टोन फाइनेंशियल एडवाइजर्स. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Just one clarification, you mentioned that out of the 120 crore of revenue from the annuity and other income, 80 crore came in the Q4 only. So this, so is it that the these projects started in late Q3 and therefore there was no income in the earlier quarter?
It happened somewhere in Q3, you are right.
Okay. And in
actually, usme kya hota hai na? There is a 6 month after which you get annuity. So some of it started in COD was in Q2, kisi ka Q3 na tha, and finally they started coming in Q4.
Okay. And this out of this 380 crore, if I remove this 120 and some interest on the income tax, still our other income almost of 200 to 50 crore is a consistent other income. That's predominantly an interest on advances or cash that we have.
Yeah, 320 crores of kaun si baat kar rahe ho, standalone ki?
No. So 380 crore of total other income, of which let's say 120 crore was this annuity income from HAM, and another 20 crore is interest on income tax refund. So if I remove both of that, then 250 crore is normal other income.
Yeah, that's right. So out of 250...
That is predominantly income from the cash that we have?
Yeah. So what happens is ki, we have interest on FDs or mutual funds, as the case may be. But we also have certain other interest income. So by and large, till the time I haven't utilized all of this fund into equity investments, I should be able to get that kind of a money here. But this is assuming that jitna main invest karungi utna main cash bhi generate kar rahi hu aage. Then that's the kind of level we should be able to maintain with the kind of interest rates which are prevailing right now.
Yeah. And in terms of the order book, so let's say currently we have around 35,000 crore order book and we are targeting 5-6% growth in next year. Now whatever order, either 10,000 crore or 15,000 crore, whatever new orders we receive this financial year, it will take time to start. So considering the current order book and the phase of different projects must be at a different life cycle, so considering that, can we say that even in FY25, our growth rate could be around 8 to 10%?
I think that is something which we will like to say after maybe a quarter or so.
Okay.
Because I cannot give that kind of a commitment. We will ideally like to have that. Any company or its management would like to target that. But whether it will really come or not will also depend upon the additions and order books that I have.
Okay, and this 35,000 crore average execution timeline would be 3 years?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sajal Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, I have a question. So there has been a recent announcement by the Karnataka government that they will be cancelling some state orders and they will be deferring few payments. So just wanted to understand, do we have any current order which we are executing for Karnataka state government?
No, we are not.
Okay. And is there anything in our order book?
No.
Okay. And then my... okay, ma'am. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one.
Karnataka Metro Tender
Council. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over.
Just a second. I think I'll just like to clarify the issue on interest income international. I think a gentleman had said that we earned something about 40 to 44% this year. And which is true, we have earned about 40 40% this year out of our international business in terms of EBITDA margins. Going forward, depending upon the kind of jobs we pick up going ahead, I think that number can drop down. Though it will be very difficult to say how much would that number be. So I just want to stay corrected that currently the margin had been in the range of 40% in international business. Thank you.
Ma'am, we have no further questions at the moment, so I would like to hand the conference over to you for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for moderating the call. Thanks to Perfect Relations for organizing this call. And thanks to all our stakeholders, business partners, analysts, investor friends who have showed faith on us and supported us. We do hope to continue to have your support, and we as management do continue to show our loyalty as well as our desire to grow the way we have grown till now. I understand the concerns most of you have around the order book, and that is something which we are focused on. We would be happy to connect with any or all of you on a one-to-one basis if required for any further queries. I conclude today's con call. Thank you all for active participation. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ircon International Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.